This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Authorities say they will seek criminal charges after a party near the University of Colorado turned violent this weekend. Boulder police say hundreds of people flooded the streets near campus Saturday night and threw bottles and rocks when they were told to leave. Three officers were injured. Hundreds of street racers blocked part of I-225 in Aurora for a couple of hours last night. The Aurora Police Department says as many as 800 cars were involved. The drivers allegedly stalled emergency services by blocking the shoulders of the highway, letting off fireworks, and waving weapons. Last week, Aurora's police department asked the city council for help addressing increased racing in the area. Colorado voters legalized cannabis in 2012, but thousands of Coloradans still carry criminal records. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on an effort to change that.
Last October, Governor Jared Polis issued a mass pardon, forgiving more than 2,700 people for marijuana possession convictions, but that action still left a mark on their records and it excluded some people. A new bill at the state legislature would make it easier for all Coloradans to seal their criminal records for marijuana possession and certain cultivation charges. Here's Representative Alex Valdez.
By continuing to allow these convictions to follow people around in their personal and professional endeavors, we've done them a disservice.
Valdez says if the bill passes, people would have to individually request that their records be sealed, because doing it automatically for everyone would be too costly for the state. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.